Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, June 8th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.' In the hills above the Sea of Galilee, the crowds gather around Jesus. Some came limping from sickness, some carried grief that had hollowed out their hearts. Others came simply because something in his voice awakened hope they could no longer ignore. Then Jesus climbed the mountain, sat down like a teacher of Israel, and opened his mouth. 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.' The world does not usually call the poor blessed. The world blesses the successful, the self-sufficient, the admired, the strong. But Jesus begins his greatest sermon by turning the world upside down. He speaks of a poverty deeper than money. He speaks of the soul. To be poor in spirit is not to hate oneself or pretend weakness. It is to stand before God with open hands. It is the quiet recognition that we cannot save ourselves. We cannot manufacture peace, holiness, or eternal life by our own strength. The poor in spirit know that they are needy before God, and because they know it, they are capable of receiving everything. A wealthy businessman once visited a monastery seeking peace. Though he possessed beautiful homes, influence, and comfort, inwardly he was exhausted. He met an elderly monk in the garden and poured out his frustrations. "I have achieved everything I once dreamed of," the man said, "yet I feel empty." The monk slightly handed him a clay cup and began pouring tea into it. He kept pouring until the tea overflowed onto the table and onto the businessman's expensive shoes. "Stop!" the man shouted. "The cup is full." The monk smiled gently. "So are you. Full of your own plans, full of your own fears and importance. How can God fill a soul already crowded?" The man sat in silence. That is poverty of spirit, the courage to become empty enough for God. Many of us spend our lives trying not to appear needy. We hide weakness. We protect our image. We cling to control. Yet the saints teach us another way. The closer they draw to God, the more they realized their dependence upon Him, not with despair, but with freedom. Saint Therese of Lisieux once said that holiness was not climbing a great staircase to heaven, but allowing oneself to be lifted by God like a little child in an elevator. She understood the Beatitudes because she understood spiritual littleness. The poor in spirit are teachable. They do not cling tightly to pride. They can repent. They can forgive. They can kneel. And strangely, those who possess little of themselves often possess much of God. Jesus promises them the kingdom of heaven, not later only, but now. The kingdom begins wherever hearts become humble enough to welcome the reign of God. Perhaps this gospel invites us to ask, what am I clinging to so tightly? What keeps me from depending completely on God? Where have I mistaken self-sufficiency for strength? Sometimes God allows disappointments, failures, or losses not to punish us, but to empty us gently of illusions. The cracks in our lives can become openings through which grace enters. A contemplative heart learns to whisper, Lord, without you I can do nothing, but with you I need nothing else. And there, in that surrender, the kingdom quietly appears. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you climbed the mountain and taught us the way of true blessedness. Free us from the illusion that we are self-sufficient. Teach us the beauty of humility and the peace of trusting completely in you. When pride hardens our hearts, soften us. When fear makes us cling to control, loosen our grasp. When suffering empties us, fill us with your presence. Make us poor in spirit, so that we may become rich in grace, rich in mercy, and rich in love. May your kingdom grow within us each day, until we rest forever in you. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I, of course, invite you to join me here in my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.